So we'll just call this one the censorship episode. Hopping back into this podcast, haven't been over here in a while. Actually changed the topic of this podcast, so some of you followers might be a little unaware that the topics have changed here, but for a lot of people that are following now, you've been following me on Facebook and or other social medias, and you know that a lot of people recently have had all kinds of problems with Facebook. The censorship has been changing like crazy. They've been putting people in all kinds of various Facebook jails. You'll have jails where you're not allowed to hit share on anything. You'll have jails where you're not allowed to like anything. You'll have different jails where you're not allowed to join groups or post in groups for various amounts of times. These jails have been going on for a long time, long before this big corona hoax has been going on, long before people were speaking out against this. But now, as of October 1st, and a lot of people are speculating this has to do with the election. I'm not even going to go into any of that. But as of October 1st, they've made a change to their terms of service. And there were actually articles that came out that were related to Australia in this terms of service. But again, nobody knows for sure. One thing we know for sure is they don't want the truth out there. I mean, there was no such thing as fact checkers prior to this corona hoax. There was no such thing. You could report people, which you have to be a complete moron if you're doing things like that. If you're so insecure and you have such issues with yourself that you have to hit report on things, I mean, you're a moron. Scroll on. I mean, deal with your ego off of the internet. That's your own issue. But anyway, there were no such thing as fact checkers. Now it's full-blown censorship. So on October 1st, they changed their terms of service, and I don't have it in front of me, but I can just sum it up to say, and anyone that's read these knows, that basically they could shut down your profile without any warning, without any notice, without any cause, where before you had to be in violation of some kind of terms of service, some kind of community standards, which have always been bogus crap anyway. So now, over the last few months, they've been gearing up for this. They've been putting people into these, you know, 1 day, 3 day, 2 week, 30 day Facebook bans, which we call Facebook jail, for sharing truth. Anything that goes against their narrative, which is the truth, anything they put a fact checker over, you know it's the truth. But they'll put you in these bans, and in this ban, you're not allowed to do anything on Facebook except use Messenger. So a lot of people will get an alternate Facebook account, but, you know, they've been getting trickier and trickier with that, where they'll catch your alternate Facebook account and put that one in Facebook jail, too. A lot of people, that's been happening, too. You'll go into Facebook jail, and your alternate accounts will all go into Facebook jail, too. Trust me, I've been having conversations with so many people that this is happening, too. I'm going to do a whole episode on ways to get around all of these things. For the last 6 years, I've been doing web development and in the marketing game, in online working game, when you had to deal with marketing on social media, you had to learn ways around these things prior to this anyway. They've been messing with people for a long time. Some of these ways still work. Some of them have had to be tweaked a little bit, but I'm going to do a whole episode on this in the future. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. So a lot of people, and I've been trying to track this whole thing and keep an eye on it and see how it is they're picking and choosing who they're specifically banning, how they're picking and choosing who they're putting into jail. They're deciding what they consider to be hate speech, and I'm putting air quotes around that, believe me, because anything that goes against what they say that you can speak about, they're calling hate speech. So again, no free speech. And I will be going live on a Facebook page today. Again, as I go on with this, you'll hear that I've been permanently banned from Facebook, but I'm still on there. And I'll be redoing a video about the House Bill 1154, which pretty much says free speech is gone. But if you don't speak what they say you should speak, it's called hate speech now. So you have to get a kind of fancy with how you comment or say things. So they're pretty much saying you're allowed to say what they say you can say, when they say you can say it, and how you say you can say it, or you're going to get banned from their platform. And a lot of people will say, well, then just don't use the platform. But the thing is, they're such a tech giant. They've really monopolized the entire internet that it's difficult for people to get away from them. And they've used psychiatrists and psychologists to truly get people addicted to their platform. That when people come off of their platform, it takes people a while to break that habit. And people will say, well, I'm not addicted to it. Well, denial's the first symptom of addiction. People won't admit it, but people are addicted to it. And it's nothing to be ashamed of because they did that to you. They openly admitted it in the congressional trials that they got you addicted to this social media on purpose. Everyone's addicted to it. So it's difficult, but they are the giant. They pretty much, between Facebook and Google, have the internet by the balls. So it's difficult to get away from them when the whole rest of the world is addicted to them as well. So a lot of people that are speaking out in the truth are getting more and more followers because people are starting to snap out of it. People are starting to see the hoax of this. People are starting to see the global agenda behind it. And people are starting to follow people that are speaking out the truth so that they can learn what's going on behind this, so they can learn what they can do to not be a part of it, which is pretty much just don't play along with it. But people are starting to be more and more interested in learning the truth. So they'll follow people that are speaking out, especially people that are speaking out boldly, loudly, doing live videos. So people are now losing their profiles. I'm included in that mix now as of yesterday. Even though they haven't officially shut the profile fully down, they had me submit an ID. They're still shooting notifications over my phone, although I feel that that is a psychological thing. They're continuing to do that like, playing a game with me kind of a thing. They're not going to give the profile back. About 6 months ago, I had another profile. They did the same thing from Speaking Out Truth. But a couple years back, I had a very large profile in the marketing game that they did the same thing with as well. So I know they're not going to give the profile back, but the fact that they're letting notifications come through on it, that just shows the games that they play. It's a psychological game that they're playing. But I have a fan page, and I'm still going to be live streaming. I have some videos that were on that profile that were good truth that I still want to get out there. So I'm going to redo those videos that my own fault I hadn't downloaded and got up to BitChute or hadn't got up to other platforms yet. So that was my own fault, my own laziness. But they've been doing this to a lot of people. I know that there are quite a few people. I know somebody that I follow, his name is Zach. I won't say his last name without his permission, but he just lost a main profile with a lot of followers and created a new profile, which they hadn't taken down yet. But like I said, I'll do another episode where I can do some teaching on how to get back on Facebook without them immediately shutting you down. But this is just, there was no notice, there was no warning. I will let you know, I can give you my own story because I don't need permission to share my own story. I boldly speak out. I had a video about 2 months ago go viral. It got 250,000 views. It's been mirrored by several people sharing the bill A99 in New York that's in the House. And it has been mirrored so many times on Facebook, mirrored on YouTube. So the views are far over a million on that video, but it got 250,000 on my own profile. So with that, I'm sure it got several reports. That video got me a 30-day ban on Facebook. So I got another 30-day ban maybe a month later for I don't know if it was a post. I can't remember exactly what it was. And then they gave me a 30-day ban for a comment with the word fake. And then they removed that 30-day ban within a week. And I thought that was odd. And I had a few other friends that were getting 30-day bans that got lifted early. This was all happening. This was within the last week or so. These 30-day bans were getting lifted early. And they were also removing, if you looked at your restriction history, they were removing all your previous restrictions. And I thought, that's strange why they would do that. All of a sudden, remove all your restrictions. They're doing something with these profiles. They wouldn't just randomly remove all your restrictions. And if you clicked on it, they said, we reviewed this and this was not a violation of community standards. And they went all the way back through your restrictions. So I thought, something is up, something is going on. So then they did this with another post within a couple days, a post that I knew got reported. Somebody reported a post of mine. They gave me a 30-day ban for it. Within an hour, they sent me a thing that said, we reviewed this. This was not a violation of community standards, and I was out of Facebook jail. And then the very next day, I went to click on my Facebook, and it said that there was a security violation or security threat or security something. Your account's been disabled due to security reasons. And then it said, click here. I clicked here and it said, submit your ID. And now there's just a big warning, that a big thing that says, thank you for submitting your documents. They take longer to review due to COVID, which is not even real. There is no such virus. But anyway, that's been for about 12 hours. And in the meantime, all notifications continue to come through. I keep getting notifications that people are commenting in group chats. I keep getting notifications that things are going on Facebook. So I know that they're going to just fully disable the account. But they're still sending notifications through. And whenever anyone looks for that profile, they're just getting that Facebook user. So I know that the account is gone. So it's like a psychological thing that Facebook's doing. And this has happened to other people. I'm not something special that I'm the only one that this has happened to. This has happened to many people. This is the beginning of that. Well, it's not the beginning. This is what that October 1st censorship thing was. This is my story of that. This has happened to other people. I know a lot of people were following Natural Nurse in a Toxic World on Facebook. She's speaking out. Her name's Kate. She's speaking out quite boldly in the UK, organizing protests, getting a lot of big names, David Icke, people like that together to speak out against this hoax. She's been arrested. I've had an arrest. It's people like that that they're really targeting. She's been kicked off of Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and they've done the same to me. I mean, I've had to make a backup YouTube. They've shut my YouTube down. I had an Instagram that had 12,000 followers. They disabled that. So they're doing this to people. So just be aware. One thing that I'm recommending, and I just want to let people know that there is a Truth or Telethon coming on Facebook, so I'm recommending people look out for that. But one thing I'm telling people is just connect with people outside of Facebook. Start exchanging phone numbers. Start exchanging physical addresses. I'm saying go old school. Grab yourself a notebook and write these things down in there. You know, like the old school black books they used to talk about, the old school address books, because they're doing this not only with Facebook. And connect on your other social medias. I tell everybody, I have a VK, I have a MeWe, I have a Gab, I have a Twitter, I have two Instagrams going right now, I have a BitChute, I have a Vimeo, I have quite a few YouTubes. Connect on these other social, I have a Parler also. Connect on these other social medias with people, but they're not a guarantee either. As much as we think that the owners of these other social medias, even though Zuckerberg owns Instagram, by the way, as much as we think we can trust the owners of these other social medias, you just don't know. And as much as you think the internet's going to be there, you just don't know. So connect with people. Get their phone numbers. Get their physical addresses. You just don't know the state that the world's in right now or where it's going to be with such a huge global undertaking of a evil plot going on right now. Connect with people. get a way to be connected with them in the event that this all goes away, because it could. Don't be solely reliant on technology. So that was my little spiel. There'll be more good podcasts coming up. I'm going to have some guests coming on here. I just wanted to do a little kickoff podcast. So thank you for tuning in. Much love to all of you, and have a great day.